Morgan's new electric company, General Electric, is instantly one of the most powerful corporations on Earth, valued at $50 million, or the modern equivalent of over $1 billion. With Edison out of the way, Morgan converts the company to AC electricity, the standard that's still used today.
With General Electric, you could tell they were building a big company and something that was really going to change the world. They were really trying to position it in the marketplace as a significant, lasting company.
General Electric will go on to become one of America's biggest corporations.
The players change, the stakes change, but the essence of the game stays the same. Whether it's understanding who it is that you have to kind of massage, who it is you've got to knock on the head, who it is you have to buy off to do this. That's the game.
With the creation of GE, J.P. Morgan has consolidated the electric industry. Just like he did with the railroads. And Wall Street. It's a move he learned from his father, a move J.P. Morgan has now made his own.
There's always a reason why you can't do something. But if deep inside you it's what you want very badly, you take chances, you measure opportunity, and get where you want to go.
J.P. Morgan joins Rockefeller and Carnegie as one of the most powerful men in the country. But Morgan's rapid rise to the top makes him hungrier than ever. And as his power grows, his rivals are forced to adjust.